You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now on the line we have Roman Cos. Good morning, Roman.
And good morning, Diane Hunter. I've got your name written down here in case I said good morning, Terry.
Yes, I'm definitely not Terry.
Definitely not. So, yeah, I'm actually heading down to Melbourne in about an hour's time to see my grandchildren and spend a bit of time down there. So,
Lovely that will be. Now be careful and be safe.
So looking forward to it. So we'll be heading off soon. And good morning to all our listeners. Today I'm having a chat about a guy that's pretty well known. He was born Troyal, T-R-O-Y-A-L, Garth Brooks. I've never heard the name Troyal as a Christian name.
No, so that was his real name at birth.
Yeah,
interesting.
Never heard of it. I must look it up to see what it means. So he was born February the 7th, 1962. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, so that makes him 60 pretty soon. His mother, Colleen Carroll, was a 1950s era country singer of Irish ancestry. And each weekend at home, they used to have this weekly family talent quest with Garth's four half brothers, because she's remarried, of course, and his sister, Kelly, to his mum, Colleen. So you can sort of see where a little bit of you know, the singing would have started for sure there.
True.
Yes. Now, as a young man, he was quite a sports person, football, baseball, very good at that. But he got a track scholarship mainly for his ability throwing the javelin. So quite a fit young fellow in his young day. Got one of those scholarships to one of the universities. However, somewhere along the line, music took hold and he started to play in those unknown bands that a lot of them start off with. And in 1985... entertainment attorney Rod Phelps pestered and helped him move to Nashville. He'd seen him play somewhere and thought, this guy's got some ability, and certainly proven to be correct. His first album, just simply called Garth Brooks, ended up number 13 on the Billboard 200.
Wow, and not bad for a 23-year-old at that time.
Big start, yeah, but it was also number 2 top country album, and it's now sold 10 million records. It's a staggering number for an album. Had his first number one single, the song that has been recorded a few times called If Tomorrow Never Comes. And, of course, to follow with songs like Not Counting On You, which ended up number 2, The Dance, which ended up number 1, which is actually his favourite song of all the ones he's recorded. So he's recorded hundreds of them. It was around about this time he had his first tour, and it was his opening act for Kenny Rogers. And I'm sort of wondering, Kenny might have been standing at the side thinking, What have I got to follow here? Because I'm sure he would have wowed him.
Yeah, he's definitely got a good voice, old Garth, hasn't he?
Oh, certainly. Second album ended up number 1. That was called No Fences. It was number 1 for just 22 weeks. It was amazing, really. And in it was around that time also, and in that album I think it was his signature tune called Friends in Low Places.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, I listened to that last night. I didn't remember that one until I heard it. Yeah, terrific little number. Followed with songs like Thunder Rolls, Unanswered Prayers, Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House, were all number ones for him. And, of course, there was a stack of number ones. In 1990, within just 5 years, inducted into Grand Ole Opry, which is the world-famous sort of musical venue over there. Get yourself inducted in there within 5 years. Boy, you certainly made an appearance. You know, certainly made an entrance somewhere. 1991, Ropin' in the Wind. Now, this album had him as the first country artist with 3 albums in the Billboard's top 20 out of the 200 maximum, all in the 1 week.
What?
Not bad, eh?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's astounding for albums. Most amazing. You don't hear of that too often.
Nope.
More success in 1993, of course, and, he had success for a lot of years. He did his first world tour. 1995 to 1998, he had a bit of mixed releases with some of his material. Some were flopperoos, but still ended up with three number one singles in those 3 years. Now, in 1999, he did something which was really unusual for a guy that everybody knew was a country guy after 14 years of just being, leader in his field. He played a rock and roll musician in a film called The Lamb.
Mm.
I'd never heard of this. The public were a little bit confused, and the film was a bit of a flop, and I think Garth sort of realised that, acting may not be his area.
Not his calling.
No, not his calling, for sure. In October 2000, he retired. He'd had enough. He just couldn't handle it anymore and the marriage issues. And that night, his company published that he'd sold in the 15 years 100 million albums and songs.
Wow.
It staggers me, those sort of numbers.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is. He came back in 2005, but he was only doing live performance. He didn't want to do any more recording sort of material. At this stage, Walmart leased the rights to his song catalogue, something that Ricky Van Shelton had done really successfully back in 1998. And, of course, you know, they used their songs for various ads and whatever else.
Yeah.
You know, a very popular way for some of the artists. 2008, he sold... performed in five sold-out shows in 48 hours. When he slept, I don't know. And this was all for the wildfires that California had as a fundraiser. He just went 48 hours straight with sold-out concerts to try and raise money there. So that was very good of him. 2009, 2013, he was in Las Vegas. A huge success, of course. More concerts in 2014. And he released his first single in years called People Loving People. More tours followed, of course, and it was common for for his concerts to be sold out in virtually minutes. Now, in 2005, he married a girl called Trisha Yearwood. You would have heard of her, wouldn't you?
Sure know. She's got a great voice.
Oh, well, look, because I sort of forgotten a lot of her songs, I mean, I have heard her and I just don't have the titles. I love that first song of hers. She first came into prominence with She's in Love with the Boy. Which ended up being quite prophetic in the finish because when she married Garth, that was her third marriage, and they'd been going for 16 years, and the previous two marriages only lasted nine, so she's certainly in love with that boy. What a match in musical heaven, eh?
Oh, absolutely, and they can sing some beautiful songs together. They've got a great voice when they get together.
Yeah, look, I listened to it in Another's Eyes last night, and that was just delightful to listen to that. They were just terrific. They did a live Facebook thing for the COVID pandemic just recently, of course, and it crashed because 5.2 million viewers were all trying to watch it at the same time.
Wow.
So the popularity just hasn't waned. They're still number one. Look, he's the only artist to have released 9 diamond status albums. Now, to get diamond, you've got to have 10 million plus. So he's the only one who's released 9. He's beaten the Beatles, who had 6. That in itself is it's got to be a record because the Beatles are just unbelievable in their
time.
That's right. He sold more than 170 million records. He's the best solo-selling album person ever. He's actually sold more than Elvis. And he's second only to the Beatles in total album sales, even though he's had more diamond sales than that.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what more to say. I'm breathless talking about this particular guy.
Well, I think you've covered so much and so much that people probably have not heard about Garth Brooks. So well done, Roman. Well done for putting all the effort in. And I know you do this twice a week and you do your talks on TV shows and stuff on the Wednesday. So well done for all your preparation and coming to air.
Remember, I've sent you a little text there. You know, have you got to pick a show for me this week?
I'll tell you a show that I do like is Days of Our Lives. I know the audience are going to go, what? And today they were actually began here on Today on television, 1965 today. So,
really?
Yep, could be an interesting one.
Well, let's give the public a little bit of advance notice and say the Days of Our Lives will be around on Wednesday.
There you have it.
Sands of the Hourglass or something. Something
that's like that. Right, that's right. All right,
okay,
thanks.
Let's play his favourite song, Diane, which is The Dance. And for those who haven't heard it before, listen to the lyrics. They're beautiful.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Roman.
See you all on Wednesday.
Good on you. Roman Cos there, and let's listen to The Dance.
Oh, the memory of the dance we share beneath the stars.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.